Alrighty, that was Sleeping Mods and Aldous Harding. We're just chatting with Buzz from Boom About It, who's in the studio. Morena.
Hi, Rosetta. Hi, Millie.
Hi.
How are you this
thanks
morning?
Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming up. We're so excited to chat about all things happening in Boom World. We've got a gig happening this weekend.
We have, yes, at the Whammy Bar.
Hell yeah.
Woohoo.
Woohoo.
Whammy Bar. And we're playing the, you know, there's the double whammy and the single whammy.
Yeah.
And we're playing the single whammy.
Oh,
it's going to be a tight squeeze to fit all your diehard really, fans in there.
We've played some pretty intense gigs in there. I love that venue.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
It's deeper underground than the double whammy.
Yeah, it's like the real dungeon, eh?
Yeah.
If walls could talk, right? Those shag piled little seating areas.
Yeah, especially the toilet walls, eh?
Ooh. No, we won't get into that on the radio.
I don't want to hear
I remember when the King's Arms got pulled down. Someone had written Voom right on the toilet walls.
And, oh, my gosh.
And I took a photograph of it.
But they should have let you, like, keep a chunk of the wall or something.
Yeah.
That would have been good.
That would be cool. We could put it up in here.
Yep. Okay, run us through. I mean, there's a lot that's happened for Voom over the past sort of
30 years.
Yeah. 30 years, but over the past.
Well, I was just saying to Millie, I love coming in here because it's like, it's amazing. This, but everyone out there who's listening has to come up here to BFM sometime. Yeah. Walk around the offices and have a look in here.
Yeah, come say hi.
It's like a time capsule.
Yep.
From the 80s and from the 90s and the 70s and the 60s as well, because it was back then. But nothing has changed up here, and it just looks beautiful, old school,
crusty.
It's just covered in millions and millions of posters and stickers and little things from the past and. Everything is where it should be.
Mm. We're big collectors. I don't think we let go of much up here.
There's nothing in my, there's no place in my life anywhere, I don't think, where I can go and it's the same as it was 30 years ago.
Mm. Oh, wicked.
You know, like your parents have changed houses and you've changed homes and your car's changed and there's no environment you can go to.
Yeah. I'm glad we can be that constant for you, Vern.
Is Whammy a place like that for you in your life?
Yeah, well, Whammy's been, well, actually, in the, I'm trying to think, when did Whammy start up? It's been around there for yonks.
Yeah.
For a long, long time. Probably at least 20 years that I can remember. I don't think it was around in the 90s. I don't know, actually. There must be someone out there who knows the history of all these venues.
Mm. Whammy creation date?
The golden era for me was in the 90s was the King's Arms. And that was, that was like, and I guess before that it was the Glue Pot.
Ponsonby, the Glue Pot. Yeah. Golden Dawn?
And Golden Dawn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Matthew Crawley.
Yeah, well.
Who's DJing on Saturday night?
Yes, I'm very intrigued to hear about this gig on Saturday because there was an album last year, Something Good Is Happening, came out in May.
Yeah.
May. Are we going to hear mostly stuff from that? Is there new stuff in the works or old classics as well? Or?
Yeah, there's old classics and new stuff in the works.
Cool, excited.
And probably about half of our set is from that album last year.
Yeah, awesome. So cool. I'm also reading on the Under the Radar event that Voom with special guests.
Our support band.
Yeah. Is that announced or is that a secret?
Well, we might have a special guest come on and play with us. But, but we also have a support band called Half Sister.
Cool.
Do you know them?
Yeah.
Well, they're kind of like old new.
Mm.
They're breaking cool new band.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that has a very sort of deep, I guess you call it pedigree Kiwi bands. They're friends of mine, Gary and Greta, and I've flattered with both of them at some point in my life. But Greta was the drummer in a band called Superette.
Mm. Yeah.
And now she's the singer in this band.
Yeah.
And she reminds me of Laurie Anderson. Do you know Laurie Anderson?
Yeah.
Superman. That song. Have you ever played that song?
Oh, I love that track.
Yeah. It's about 10 minutes long. But her last name's Anderson too. That's funny. She might be related. So she's, and then Gary, who was the drummer in Dimmer, Shane Carter's band, and John Paul Sartre Experience.
Mm-hmm.
He's an amazing drummer and he's sort of like got this swampy, rolling, tribal kind of feel when he drums.
Mm. Yeah.
And this girl, Hermione, she plays like an old synthesizer
for
the bass and stuff, real rhythmic fingers.
Cool.
And they're an amazing band. You should come along and see just them. Forget about us.
Oh, I don't think we can forget about you. Yeah. Someone's dropped When Whammy Started, 2007.
Thank you, Rowan. Rowan's listening.
Okay.
Rowan is listening.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, someone's talking about Club Calibre.
Ah, Club Celebre.
Oh, Celebre.
Ah, that was in High Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in the 90s, when grunge came in, all these bars and places started up.
Yeah.
There was a place called Squid Bar in High Street that was up a couple of floors, and there was Core Celeb, and they all played the drum and bass and all that sort of stuff. It was a big sort of new movement.
Even that, like, early Nathan Haynes and sort of, like, jazz, hip-hop sort of stuff.
Yeah, they played down there too, yeah.
Oh,
how would you know?
This is a tangent. One of my lecturers at uni was this guy named Godfrey DeGruy, who used to play in, like, Open Souls. And,
I know Godfrey.
And, yeah, he's such a legend. But he told us this story one time of he was sort of underage at the time, not to expose my lecturer. He'd always try and sneak into Core Celeb when Nathan Haynes was playing and just geek out.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Jazz nerds. Anyway.
Right.
Please.
Godfrey is a teacher at the pop course at Auckland University.
Yeah, that's what I did,
And I had his equivalent job. I was a songwriting teacher at a place called Mains.
Oh, cool,
before it closed down in
Rest
the floods.
Rest in peace, Mains.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I would go over there and do lectures, you know, to his class and stuff.
Cool, yeah. Anyway, side tangent, but the gig, so exciting. It's gonna be such a fun time. DJ Matthew Crawley there as well. Like, you couldn't ask for a better lineup on
and
a Saturday night at Whammy.
It's going to be beautiful weather, and I think there's a full moon or one day off a full moon or something.
Cool.
So it's probably going to be, you know, chaos on K Road.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Awesome. K Road at its best.
Chaos on K Road. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Okay, we're coining that phrase. It's going to be chaos with a K.
K Rodos.
Oh, that's awesome. We can't wait to see what's next for Voom. Because we know it's going to be good.
Yeah, do you know what's on the cards for 2026? Or just making some more music?
Yeah, we've got a few good gigs coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Got some big support gigs for overseas acts at the power station.
Ooh,
we've got we're trying to get out two new albums this year, which because, you know, we've got a lot of catching up to do and we've got backlog, but we're also making a bunch of new stuff.
Mm. Cool.
And yeah, lots of things. Collaborations with people.
Mm.
Very nice. Mm. Well, I'm sure everyone will get a bit of a taster of what's to come on Saturday night.
We're trying not to wait another 19 years to put out our next album.
Yeah, please.
Good plan.
That was the gap between the last two.
Which
I think it works once because you get all the media. And everyone goes, what, 19 years? But if you did it twice, they'd...
It's less exciting. It's a lot of your life to donate to, like, a good press release.
Yeah, we're consistent. One album every 19 years.
Oh, good stuff.
Wicked. Hey, speaking of exciting collaborations, you've chosen your track Magic featuring Phaser Days for us to listen to before we wrap up.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the song.
I wrote that song driving down Blockhouse Bay Road in my ute while I was plastering.
Yeah.
And the hook of it or whatever. And I was working with Amelia at the time, helping her write songs for her album.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent it to her and she replied back and said, oh, no, that sounds way too much like a Voom song. And so I was like, oh, damn. And then we decided to do it as a Voom song, but with her as, you know, what do you call it, featuring.
Mm, yeah.
So it turned into a Voom song featuring her. So we still got her.
Yeah, cool. Exciting.
I wish I could just
write
another
Voom song. But she's
doing
well, eh? She's like touring flat out around the world and going strength to strength and won all the awards last year. And
oh, I was there that night. We were over the moon for it. Yeah.
Right. And you can still remember it.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Yeah. Awards night, probably different than they were back in the day, you know.
Millie
still likes to push the boat out a little bit at the awards nights. We were just talking about this
There's
earlier.
There's got to be some rock and roll left in rock and roll somewhere.
Right? Yeah, oh, yeah.
For sure. Hey, thanks so much, Buzz, for coming up for a corridor. So excited for this gig on Saturday. It's going to be a real good time.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. Thanks for getting me out of bed early.
Oh, good. Thanks for getting out of bed early.
I went to bed early.
Nice one. This is Magic from Boom featuring Phaser Days. Head over to Under the Radar to get tickets for their gig at Whammy Bar this Saturday, January 31st, with special guests.
See you there.
Hey, it's all the same. Excuse me while I die inside, but it's okay. Keep coming back. What kind of magic is that?